This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Frozen has made the leap from the big screen to Broadway. The film's co-director and screenwriter Jennifer Lee returned to write the book for the theater, while the Oscar-winning husband and wife songwriting team of Robert and Kristen Anderson Lopez wrote a dozen new songs to join the movie's familiar numbers. All in all, critics were not left cold. Sorry, couldn't resist. After years of struggling with endometriosis, singer Halsey is speaking openly about the debilitating condition. The 23-year-old said, quote, "I can't pretend that just because I'm a pop artist and I'm touring, that everything's perfect and I'm always fit and my outfits are always perfect. Sometimes I'm bloated, I'm on an IV, I'm sick, I'm on medicine," unquote. We wish her all the best. Black Panther has become the top-grossing superhero film of all time in North America. The Disney and Marvel release achieved the milestone after passing up fellow Marvel title The Avengers, which grossed $623 million in 2012. To boot, Black Panther is only one of seven films to ever earn $600 million or more here. It currently ranks number six on the all-time list. Who smells 10 sequels? Celine Dion canceled 3 weeks of performances at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas as she undergoes surgery for an ear condition. The problem in her middle ear caused hearing irregularities, making it extremely difficult to sing. It was brought under control for the past 12 to 18 months due to various eardrop medications, but they've stopped working. Don't worry, her voice will go on. Tiffany Haddish just landed another movie role. The 38-year-old comedian and actress is joining the voice cast of Lego Movie 2 as a key character. Chris Pratt and Elizabeth Banks will return as Emmett Brickowski and Wildside. Will Arnett is returning to voice Batman, and Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are returning to voice Superman and Green Lantern. It will be out in February 2019. Sweet! A New York City firefighter died and two others were seriously hurt in a five-alarm fire in a New York building where the Edward Norton-directed film Motherless Brooklyn was being shot. Michael Davidson, 37, a father of four with 15 years of service in the New York Fire Department, succumbed to flames after descending a stairway with other firefighters and becoming separated. R.I.P. Hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons has been hit with a $10 million suit accusing him of rape. A woman identified as Jane Doe accused Simmons of raping her in his hotel room. Simmons has been accused by at least nine women of sexual misconduct and was sued for another rape in January. He's been in Bali at a retreat denying wrongdoing. Time to return and face the music, pal. Suge Knight lost his 15th defense lawyer, and the three-year wait for his murder trial to start will grow even longer. The judge appointed a 16th attorney, but Knight said he already hired another. The Death Row Records founder has pleaded not guilty to murder and attempted murder for running over two men outside a Compton burger stand in 2015. Who'd represent this clown? I mean, fine, upstanding citizen. After 40 years in the entertainment business and earning some of the industry's top honors, actor, director, writer Sean Penn says he no longer enjoys acting. The two-time Academy Award winner is promoting his first book, Bob Honey, Who Just Do Stuff, about a septic tank salesman turned assassin who kills people with a mallet. Knowing Penn's personality, we know some people who'd like to kill him with a mallet. An employee at Kanye West Company suffered a severe leg injury on the job and he had to be airlifted to the hospital. Sources at the Calabasas Tech Center, where the rapper's office is located, say the man was transporting a heavy piece of machinery used for making Kanye's Yeezy shoes when it fell over and landed on his foot. It took at least seven people to lift it and get him free. No Yeezy shoes for him. As Donald Glover's star continues to rise, more and more opportunities are coming his way. That includes starring roles in Disney's Han Solo movie and Lion King remake, as well as a new record deal for Childish Gambino and a supporting North American tour. One project has fallen through, an animated Deadpool series that he and his brother were supposed to produce. That's DOA. Ouch. Ariel Winter is taking some time off from her college life. The Modern Family star started at UCLA last September, but at the premiere of her new film, The Last Movie Star, she said, quote, "I think the key to doing this is to stay out of the spotlight as much as possible unless you're doing something that you want people to see," unquote. Yep, like posting pics with your breasts hanging out. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd have tied the knot. The Grammy winner married the singer-songwriter in Nashville, the same city where the musicians first met, while co-writing a song for Tim McGraw in 2013. Morris posted photos in which she showed off her uncut diamond ring while holding a Corona Light. Ah, nothing says redneck, I mean romance, like a ring and a Corona. The Spice Girls might be hitting the big screen once again, in animated form. An animated film starring the legendary UK girl group is being shopped to potential production partners. All five members of the group have reportedly signed off on using their likenesses for a superhero-themed movie based around their message of girl power. You know, they were always cartoonish to me. The Trash Bin. R. Kelly has been accused of sexually abusing a girl since she was 14 years old. It's the latest in a string of allegations of the sexual abuse of young women by Kelly. This new one was made by former girlfriend Kitty Jones. Jones says she was groomed by Kelly and forced to have sex with him and others at least 10 times in a sex dungeon. And no, that's not just bump and grind.
The news wrap-up.
U.S. recorded music revenue rose 16% to $8.7 billion due to the increase in music streaming services. Apple Music boss Jimmy Iovine says streaming services need to diversify to stay alive. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says Bitcoin will eventually be the single global currency. Cell phone overuse has spawned new names for old health problems like smartphone thumb and selfie elbow. Yep, got both.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ready Player One from director Steven Spielberg is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Jack White's Boarding House Reach is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is number one again.
The number one book.
Secret Empires by Peter Schweitzer is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Canadian singer-songwriter Shawn Mendes has been in the spotlight since 2013 when he initially made a name for himself on Vine. Since then, he's had huge hits with Stitches, Treat You Better, and There's Nothing Holding Me Back, which won Single of the Year at Canada's Juno Awards. Both of his albums debuted atop the U.S. album chart, making Mendes one of only five artists to ever debut at number one before the age of 18. Here's Shawn Mendes with his latest, and it's the song of the week, In My Blood.
I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill, can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
That was Shawn Mendes with the song of the week, In My Blood. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.